Please join with me in the prayer for illumination of God's Word. Father God, we now pray that you would illumine our minds more and more as we look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Open our eyes to see your wondrous things, your word and truth. Open our ears to hear your still small voice. Speak to us the word of life. Open our minds and cleanse our thoughts so that your Holy Spirit may guide us into all truth. And may we be increasingly willing to submit to his gentle promptings so that he may guide us in your way of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 60. Verses 1 to 6, and our gospel lesson is in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now hear the word of the Lord. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. You, the riches of the nations, will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah and those from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. And from the Gospel of Matthew, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God for his holy word.
Okay. How are you? How you doing?
Good.
You're good? I like your plaid shirt there. What is this? What are we talking about today? Yeah? Well, this is good. This is gold, right? And the three wise men, what did they do? What did they want to do? They before Christmas Eve, what happened? Did they come over and
want to give gold?
Did they want to do that?
No.
No? What did they want to do?
They wanted to see the baby.
Yes, they did. And in seeing the baby, and they wanted to bring gold, okay? And they wanted to come and make him a what? King what? King Tut?
The first ones there.
They wanted to crown him a king, right? Right? King Kong?
No? King Kong.
The baby Jesus, right? The best one of all, the king. And the king is the leader of all. He's the best teacher in the entire world, right?
Yes.
Right.
And that's why we go to church every what?
Every?
Single.
Every single Sunday, right? Okay. So we enjoy getting presents and getting all sorts of things before, you know, toward the holiday, right? And after the holiday, what do we look forward to? We look forward to Jesus rising up and being a teacher and teaching us, right?
Yes.
Well, we're gonna be. The next holiday is Valentine's Day. You could pick out three pencils for three of your friends. Okay. Okay. Great. And I just want to let you know that Jesus is the best teacher in the entire world. Let's pray together, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, God, for today and having Jesus with us every single day of our lives. May we go forward and enjoy every day with him and pray to him every day when we have difficulties. And may he answer every prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I remember loving the story of the three kings coming from the east. You know why? Because they brought presents.
Right.
It confirmed for me what I knew as a child, that Christmas is all about the presents. And that's why we love to think about the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. You know, ladies, you were hoping for the gift of gold at Christmas, right? And if not the gold, well, then maybe some myrrh or even some frankincense, you know? I always thought that was Frankenstein. I thought it was weird that Frankenstein would show up in Bethlehem, you know. It's confusing. But when you look at the story closely, the gifts themselves are kind of an afterthought. It's such a weird story, I think. I mean, these are three or more, three because of the gifts that they bring, but this whole group of people from another country, and they're not Jews from another country. They are not worshipers of God. They are star followers. They're astrologers. They're the people who write your horoscope in the newspaper on, if you pay attention to those kinds of things. They are Zoroastrians. There is your, you know, religious word of the day. From the east, perhaps from Arabia, or maybe they're Syrian. Don't really know. From somewhere else. And yet, they follow this star, and they follow it to a place where they know that a king has been born. So where is the star? What's it above? Any guesses? Okay, stable. Where? But what town?
Star.
In Bethlehem. Okay, so the star is above Bethlehem. But where did the Magi go? They go to Jerusalem. Right? Because they sort of follow the star generally, but everyone knows that a king is going to be born in the capital city, in the palace. And so they show up on Herod's front door, and they knock, and they ask, where's the king? Where's the newborn king? Well, Herod knows that there are no new babies born to him, and so he has his scholars consult, and they figure out that the prophecy foretells the birth of a baby in Bethlehem. And so that's where the star is, and so they go and they follow the star. And when they get there, they don't just honor him with gifts, gold and incense and myrrh, but they do a very peculiar thing. They bow down and worship him. What a strange thing to do. What a bizarre thing. This is such a weird story. It's right in our Bible. You know how weird it is for people of other religions to show up in a positive light in our Bibles? Before we get the story of Herod and the escape to Egypt, we have this story of the rest of the world acknowledging the birth of Jesus and coming to honor him, to pay homage to him, to worship him. I think this is an important story for us to recapture and think about in a day and age where we don't have to go to countries far away to encounter people who worship differently than we do. Our neighbors, our co-workers, the kids who go to school with our kids, they worship differently than we do. And not just like in my hometown where there were both Reformed people and Presbyterian people and Methodist people and Catholic people all in the same place, but right here in this neighborhood, we have Jewish people, and we have Christians. We might even have Baptists here in this neighborhood. You don't have to go too far to encounter a mosque in Midland Park and a whole community of Muslims living there. Or in Glen Rock, where you'll encounter Sikhs and others who practice Eastern philosophies and traditions. And you might even find the strange, like, Jedi enclave here or there. I mean, there are folks who worship weird ways in terms of our concept of things. And so this story of people from the East, people who are worshiping differently, coming and paying homage, is a reminder to us that as Christians, we believe we have the fullness of the story of God, and yet things have been revealed to others. And our posture towards people who worship differently than we do ought to be filled with respect, the same respect that the Magi gave to the Christ child when they came to visit. Now, I'm not saying that all religions are the same and everyone worships the same and everything is all good in that way, but what I am saying is that sometimes people who worship differently than we do can teach us something important about the ways that we approach our own religious life. I mean, think about all of the ways that the Eastern traditions have taught us about meditation and about stillness and about mindfulness that have been incorporated into Christianity in such a way now that we have things like centering prayer, which people have been using for generations to deepen their relationship with Jesus Christ. And we can have services where we gather together with Jews and Muslims and we talk about the things that we have in common and the things that we share, a common sense of purpose around important topics of justice and mercy. They don't have everything right. We don't even understand our own stuff perfectly. We get confused. Epiphany is a reminder to us that the Spirit of God is alive and moving in many places, and that our understanding of the faith cannot just dwell within ourselves and our own sense of what is right and what is true. It's the reason why, while personal Bible reading is important, gathering together with other people in a community of faith and then sharing in dialogue with people of other faith traditions is an important way to listen to the voice of God speaking into our own experience of what is real about who God is. And so these men and women from the East, they come and they worship the newborn king. And then what happens? Do they go back and tell Herod? Hey, down in Bethlehem, the stable, you know, at the corner of, Bethlehem Way and Main Street, something like that? Right there you'll find them. No, why don't they? Because they are warned in a dream to go home a different way. Where do dreams come from in the Bible? In the Gospel of Matthew. It's God who speaks through dreams to people, to Joseph, and then in Luke, to Mary, and to Zechariah, and to Elizabeth, and all of these different people. And here we have these strange folks from another place who are worshipers of a different religion that God is speaking to and warning and directing what is going on. My friends, the gospel story is a story that is far bigger than our own traditions, our own ways of doing things. When Isaiah writes, "Arise, shine, for your light is come. And let your light shine before others." The light is coming from a different place than just the people. It comes as a gift, not of frankincense, gold, and myrrh, but as the gift of grace, the gift of righteousness, the gift of salvation that comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, we're gathering at the table of our Lord to celebrate the gifts that Christ has given to us. This new king who came into the world to do a new thing, to teach his contemporaries and to teach us about what it means to be in relationship with God and in relationship with one another, even those who are very different from us. As an aside, sort of an addendum to the sermon today, recognizing the state of affairs of our world today, and recognizing that we are a nation that may very well be close to war with a foreign power. There are people who live in our communities who look like the people that we are fighting against. It's our responsibility as the people of God to make sure that folks are protected, to make sure that folks are being treated with respect and fairness and mercy and justice. And so if you bear witness to someone disrespecting someone else because of what they look like or because of how they worship, comparing them to some atrocities that are happening a world away, be the light of Jesus Christ in that situation. Stand up for your neighbor. Bear witness to the life that is inside of you, the light of Jesus Christ. And stand up for the respect and dignity of your fellow brothers and sisters, for we are all created imago Dei, in the image of God. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. Almighty God, we recognize in this story of Magi from the East a sense that we may have something else to learn about who you are. So, Lord, continue to help us to have open minds for the way that your word and spirit are moving among us, among others. And give us the courage, Lord, to bear your light as we enter into this season of Epiphany and we study closely the teachings of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray that we would hear in them the base message of love. Love for you, love for one another, love for ourselves. Fill us with that love, and as we now approach your table, fill us with a sense of your presence here among us today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you're able to stand, would you stand with me as we profess our faith? The words of the Apostles' Creed. People of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.